can't see my Savior. crying, hear him groaning on the cross of Calvary. Blessings that we have here upon the earth that God has blessed us with more than our minds can comprehend.
Amen.
God is a good God, and His mercy, the writer of old, as David said, His mercy endureth forever. And who can measure the mercies of God?
Amen.
Can't be measured. We're thankful this morning that God has blessed you with a mind. And I believe God gives people a mind to do His will. And if you follow that, you will be blessed. If you don't follow that, you won't be blessed. It's just that simple. It's the good and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. And the obedience even unto the world that will take heed unto that life. If they'll come out to church, he's promised to even bless them. To give unto them a little crumb that they can see and taste and see that He is gracious. And how good He tastes this morning to the soul of them that is bereaved and troubled. Unto the troubled there is rest. Unto the weary there is rest. In me you may have peace. It's a permissive word. It's on may. It's on condition. Will you take heed? Will you obey from the heart that form of doctrine that He has set forth into this world for us to follow after, to believe? And except you believe, Jesus said, you'll die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. So this morning, let's lift our minds above the things of this earth. Let's get our minds set upon heavenly things. Let our prayers ascend up to God who seeth, who heareth in secretly, and rewardeth openly. Let's look unto the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's look unto the one who is able to deliver you and bring you forth from a dead state to a lively hope in Jesus Christ. It's good to know the Lord this morning. How do you know Him this morning? He said, my spirit will bear witness with your spirit. I think that's one of the greatest witnesses that there is. That my spirit will bear witness with your spirit. That ye are the children of God. Not maybe. Not going to be, but you are the children of God. And there's many other scripture we can look unto. But nevertheless, brethren, it's a walk of faith. And our walk of faith brings us, our hope is not the hope of this world, but our hope is a lively hope.
Amen.
The hope that the writer of old said that you're saved by hope. Well, what hope is it that can save you? Is it not Jesus Christ, the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast? Boys, there's a difference. You've got to rightly divide the word of truth. God's got a word here for us. Let us be up and about the business of our Lord. Give attendance unto reading. Let us study to show ourselves approved, a workmanship not to be ashamed of, but rightly dividing the word of truth, for the time's going to come when they're not going to endure the truth, people. And we're living in it today. The times that we're living in is perilous times.
Amen.
Days of sorrows has come about. Times of when men are saying, lo here and lo there. Is it not the ways of death, though, when man says that you can climb up some other way? Jesus said the same as a thief and a robber. Some said, just let us have our God and let you do what you may. But there's people in the world today wants to kill you because of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They don't want the Christianity life. They want the life of murdering and killing on every hand. It's to use their name, the God of Allah. They had a God in the old Bible they called Baal. He was a God of evil. He was not God. He was a statue that stood. And when the covenant was brought in and set before him, he fell on his face. And the next morning, his head and his palms of his hands was cut off. Why the head and why the palm? To show them that he is not no God. Our God is a God of the head of all living. He is the only true and living God. And beside him, he said, there is none other this morning. Let us look unto the God of heaven this morning, in whom we have to do, in whom we move, have our being upon the earth, who gives our breath and we live, and he takes it and we die.
Yes, Lord.
Our God is a consuming fire this morning. Take heed unto him, and you'll come to him, you'll come in and burn out the chaff. But he'll gather the wheat. He'll gather the wheat into his garner. What was I declared today? He's a good God. I'm glad we got mercy from the Lord this morning. We're thankful this morning. And I thought of so many names. So many people is afflicted in this land. Sickness on every hand. Everywhere we turn, you hear of sicknesses and sorrows, dying, people crying, people without hope, people get sick, they go to the hospital, they live in a death's door and they have no hope.
It's sad, brother.
It's a sad time that we live
thing,
in.
Brother.
But it's not God's fault. If you get sick I'm going to tell you, people, do you know why you get sick?
Adam.
People don't understand. They say, well, why does the righteous have to suffer?
Adam.
The rain falls on the just as well as the unjust.
Adam.
There was a sin committed down in the garden, and death was pronounced upon all flesh. All flesh. Death was pronounced upon all flesh. And Jesus, when he left this earth, what did he do? He said he come and condemn sin in the flesh. So the flesh is unclean. Ever unclean thing and ever sin. I want you to look at this, and I'm going to soon get out of the way. I want you to look at this. Every plague has ever come of sickness came because of sin. Every one of them came because of sin. But because we are in the same body, because sin brought it into the world, you're subject unto those things that come in. That's the reason little babies that has no sin are born with cancer. They die with strokes. They have all these wicked sins that is brung forth as AIDS. Why do you think it come? Because of sin. Why do you get it? Because you're in the same sinful body. When the body, when it gets weak, every unclean thing seems to prey upon it. But we have an advocate with the Father unto the believer that we can call upon him who has the power over sin, who has the power over the flesh, and through faith we can ask God, and the things that we have, the afflictions, can be removed.
Amen.
By faith all things is possible unto him that believes. But except ye believe, there's nothing. He said you're like a wave tossed of a mighty wind that casteth up the mire. There's nothing. He said, shall that man receive anything? No, that man shall not receive nothing
of the Lord.
Amen.
So let us pray for sickness. Let us pray for our sick loved ones. The young man that I've been requesting prayer here for, Evan Cox, 17 years old. He's going to have surgery, but he's doing some better.
Amen.
It's because of prayer. Because of prayer. Keep praying for that young man. He needs prayer. And we know, I've seen many things take place through prayer. I've seen miracles take place through prayer. Don't never doubt the power of prayer, people. It moves mountains. We've seen miracles take place that the medical profession says it's impossible. With man, it is impossible. But with God, there's nothing impossible. All things is possible unto him that believeth. I must hush. I can go on. Sometimes I get on a roll and it goes on and on and on. And I don't want to do that. We want these good brethren to come and preach for you today. Last month, Brother Greg come and took care of it. And he wasn't here Wednesday night. I said, he's going to have to work today now. That's all there is to it. But he's got a bum foot, so I told him just whatever he can stand. And we need to pray for Brother Greg. He has a gout problem, and that old, he's got a toe bothering him, and I'm sure he don't care for me telling that. But the Lord's able to move that and fix that for him. And we're going to pray that God will move that. And I'm going to tell you, God can move it. And it's just that simple. God speaks, and it's done.
Amen.
I thank the God of heaven for that.